ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4, The Creation of the Fourth Order, Chapter 12, Dhruva Maharaj Goes Back to Godhead, Part 1, Verses 1 through 9. Dhruva Maharaj takes a benediction from Kuvera. The great sage Maitreya then said, "My dear Vidura, Dhruva Maharaj's anger subsided, and he completely ceased killing the yakshas. And when Kuvera, the most blessed master of the treasury, learned of this news, Kuvera personally appeared before Dhruva. While being worshipped by yakshas, kinnaras, and charanas, Kuvera spoke to Dhruva Maharaj, who stood before Kuvera with folded hands. Dhanada, the master of the treasury, Kuvera, then said, 'O sinless son of a kshatriya, I am very glad to know that under the instruction of your grandfather Manu, you have given up your enmity, although it is very difficult to avoid. So I am very pleased with you. Actually, you have not killed the yakshas, nor have they killed your brother, for the ultimate cause of generation and annihilation is the eternal time feature of the Supreme Lord. Misidentification of oneself and others as I and you on the basis of the bodily concept of life is simply a product of ignorance. It is swapni iva, like a dream. This bodily concept is the very cause of repeated birth and death, and it makes us go on continuously in material existence. My dear Dhruva, come forward. May the Lord always grace you with good fortune.' Adhokshaja, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is beyond our sensory perception, is the supersoul of all living entities, and thus all entities are one without distinction. Begin, therefore, to render service unto the transcendental form of the Lord, who is the ultimate shelter of all living entities. Krishna is Bhava Chiddam, one who cuts the knot of material entanglement. So engage yourself fully, therefore, in the devotional service of the Lord, for only He can deliver us from this entanglement of material existence. Although the Lord is attached to His material potency, still He is aloof from her activities. Everything in this material world is happening by the inconceivable potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. My dear Dhruva, son of Maharaj Uttanapada, we have heard that you are constantly engaged in transcendental loving service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is known for His lotus navel. You are therefore worthy to take all benedictions from us. Please, therefore, ask without hesitation whatever benediction you want from me." The great sage Maitreya continued speaking, "My dear Vidura, when thus asked to accept a benediction from Kuvera, the Yaksharaj, the king of the Yakshas, Dhruva Maharaj, that most elevated pure devotee, who was Mahatmati, an intelligent and thoughtful king, begged that he might have a chalitam smritim, unflinching faith in and remembrance of Lord Hari, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. For in that way, a person can, tarati ayatnena, cross over the ocean of nescience very easily, although it is duratyayam, very difficult for others to cross. Maitreya then said, the son of Idavidda, Lord Kuvera, was very pleased and happily gave Dhruva Maharaj the benediction he wanted. Thereafter, Kuvera disappeared from Dhruva's presence, and Dhruva Maharaj returned to his capital city. Guru Mukha Padma Vakya. As soon as the living entity thinks that he or she is independent, one's conditional material existence begins. The conception of independent existence is therefore like a dream. So one has to be in Krishna consciousness, one's original position. Then one can be freed from material bondage. The material energy is not different from the Supreme Godhead. But at the same time, Krishna has nothing to do with the material energy. Recorded September 8, 2023 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.